Hey everyone, and sorry I'm a minute or two late. I apologize about that. So those who are listening now or listening to it later as it becomes a podcast, I'm glad you're listening. So I meditate every day, but I started getting a lot of messages from my angels, my guides, God, Yeshua, it's in all these ascended masters and the higher part of me, right? And sometimes I've always been like that since I was a kid. And my name's Tarie. Just I think you guys know who I am, but if you don't and listening in, I've been doing shows for a long time now, or for the most part a long time, shows, live shows, and podcasts. But I felt really, really led to do these podcasts right now, and I'm trying to do them just as often as I can. I'm doing them different times of the day the whole world is going through something different, right? Was it supposed to be like this? Is it supposed to be like this? So here's the message that I got today. And I've gotten them consistent messages like this all the time. We are going to come through this. We are. And we're going to be okay. But one of the things that we've really, really got to do is band together. And, you know, the angels have told me this so many different ways. Band together, come together. It's not a time to fight politics. It's not a time to fight who's not good, whatever that is. The Chinese people, I know that the coronavirus started there with the spread of the coronavirus, I think, there. But the Chinese people are just like us. Okay, they had it, they got it, and then it got out of hand. But you know what? I think there's always a silver lining, and this is what I got today. There's a silver lining in every cloud that we have, okay? And so what is the silver lining in this, right? And I think it's going to be revealed to us even more and more. The silver lining is, or something that's good that's going to come out of this, is that realizing that we need to pay attention to what's going on, with us, with our country, with our world, right? We want to be healthy. We want to be strong. We want to be the best, but we have to act the best and be enough, because when you're enough and you take care of you, your family, then think about being enough for everybody else, that's huge. So it's just been very challenging. And we support our leaders, right? And you support yourself in your own home. You're a leader in your home, in your city, your state, your country. Support all the leaders, because we have got not a one world government. That's not what I'm saying. But we all are having these challenges, and we need to take care of everybody in the sense of being concerned. In the morning time, I'm going to tell you, take a couple deep breaths and just send out love and light from your heart to everybody who's open to receive it all around the world. I mean, how do you do that? You can think of the world, okay, like you've seen it in space, and then just send out love and light, right? Because there are people out there that are really, really trying. And the more love and light we send out, or the more consistent we are, then, the better it's going to be, okay? Pray for your, as you're praying in the morning or saying a mantra or saying an affirmation, whatever you call it, then just say, I am grateful to be able to send love and light to all the people, because we're all connected, to everybody everywhere, because we are all connected, right? And just do something like that. I said a prayer last night in the last podcast that I did. I said, dear God, the God of our understanding, however you see God, higher self, soul, family, ascended masters, whoever you believe in, thank you for helping people everywhere. Thank you for waking us up and realizing what we are here to do and how we're here to help people, help ourselves included with that. Because as you're praying for other people's family and children and lives, then somebody else is praying for years. Okay? So it's like a big old train of people just like connecting and speaking different languages, different cultures, whatever. But we are all in helping with each other. Really, really keep it on the, trying to you know, talk negative, right? I was talking today, somebody who was, who was it? They just didn't agree with what our president's doing. And I go, I don't need to hear about that. I don't want to hear about that. You know, it's not about being, I just don't want to support the office of the president. Listen, we got to do that now. I don't care who you like, right? Or don't like, right? We want our government people to support them and keep sending good energy to them. Send a prayer to them that they make the best decisions. Okay, and you know, we were, and this is for the U.S. The stimulus package. They had 48 hours after they voted on it yesterday to make it, and they agreed to bring it in, the stimulus package. You know. And which includes checks for a lot of us that have suffered, you know, because of everything that's gone on. And, you know, so the American government says, okay, we're going to do a stimulus package. And, you know, where each one of us will get a check, right? And I'm not sure about how much the money or if it's based on that, but most of us will have some sort of income coming in because of what's going on right now. And you know what? I appreciate there was a senator that stood up, said, listen, we've got 48 hours to get this done. And he says, I'm going to get on the floor tomorrow. And he said, I'm going to say, we're not going to get paid until we get this written up and get it done. And do I know what's happened to it? Hopefully it's getting done, or it's just because today, it happened yesterday, and today's 24 hours, and tomorrow will be 48. And that guy was like, hey, I'm putting my check on hold. Nobody needs to get paid. We need to get this work done. So those are the kinds of things that, you know, I'm impressed with that, you know what, we're putting all our differences aside, right, and coming together to help. And that's important. So you pray for the leaders of our country, even if you don't agree with them. You're a different party, or you're a different whatever, because right now they're the best we have, and we need to keep the leaders active here. We do not need to be worrying about somebody not being the best, whatever, president, leader of our country, Congress, whatever that is. We've got to support them, because I tell you something, whether you think that our leaders are bad or good, if we don't have a leader, that's even worse, because then we're so vulnerable to other countries, other parts of the world attacking us, and we don't need that either, and they don't need it. We don't. We just got to band together now, okay? And support our leaders, and pray for all the other leaders in the world that they come through this, okay, and their people come through it. It's not a time to be political. It's a time to care and to reach in and send your love, your light, your strength, and, you know, to our president, Trump. Some of you guys like him. Some of you guys don't. I don't really look at that. I support the office of the president, whoever's in there. And right now, he needs it, and all our leaders need it, and all the world leaders need it too as well, you guys. So that's a message from the angels. I use this example to yesterday. I'm going to use it one time today, again today. You know what? We're in a battle right now. We really are. Like, we're in a war, okay? Not against the countries, okay? But against the illness here. It's devastating people and our economy. And so if you were in a battle in a war zone, I said this yesterday, I'm going to say it one more time. I said this three times now. Would you look at your buddy who's beside you on each side of you and go, well, what religion are you? Are you Christian, Jewish, spiritual, Muslim, whatever, and are Buddhist? And you wouldn't ask that, right? You would look at him and say, hey, let's help each other, right? And would you ask them if they're black or white, or if you couldn't see them, you know what I mean, because it's dark or whatever, or, you know, Chinese or whatever. And you wouldn't ask that either, right? And you wouldn't say if they're Democrat, Republican, or independent. You wouldn't ask any of that. If there's a battle going on and you needed to escape and you needed help, let me tell you, look at whoever's beside each of you, and you guys would help each other out of that place, that war zone. And that's what you got to do now. It's not about politics. It is about helping each other get up and get loving each other, and not like a wuss. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being strong, okay? And that is a big message that I got. All right, so anyway, So you guys got that. And compassion, supporting our government, supporting our leaders all over the world, supporting our country's leaders as well, because they're the best we have. They're in office now, and that's the best we got. And you go, well, Tree, I don't want to hear that. Okay, nobody does. We've just got to get through this and come out the other side, all right, and strong and beautiful, and the country that we have always been, will continue to be, and the way we're going to continue to be is be strong and support each other, support our government. It doesn't matter what race, doesn't matter what party you are, it doesn't matter about anything. You link arms with these people and, you know, and to support them, okay? So I'm going to leave that for now, and what else? I have listed classes that I'm going to do on my facebook.com/angelcoaches. I just listed the classes. I'm going to put the dates and everything. I'm also going to do a video about them tomorrow. So if you're interested and want more information, I need you to do this, you guys. Go to facebook.com/angelcoaches and like the page if you haven't liked it. Or I'm also going to put it under 3 Abbott Angel Coaches too as well. But like both pages, and then send me a text at 954-636-9401. Once again, at these two pages, Angel Coaches and Tree Abbott Angel Coach has a list of the classes on there, okay? And I would prefer if you go to Angel Coaches first, okay, if you can. But I'm going to put it, it's already there, Tree Abbott Angel Coach. I'm going to put it there as well and like the page. And but also, if you want to take one of the classes or all of them, hit me up with the text at 954-636-9401. There's going to be a charge for them, but I'm going to make it not a lot because I want everybody to enjoy them and learn a lot and help them in their spiritual growth, their physical growth, you know, more prosperity in every area. Magnetizing and manifesting, I've got that class. I've got connecting with your angels, learning how to connect with your angels and talking to them and have them available for you to have your own angels walking a daily walk with you and helping you in every area of your life. Those are a couple of them right there. I think I'm doing one on soulmates and also becoming a medium, okay, so where you can talk to people on the other side in Heavenland. I always call it Heavenland because heaven's got to be a lot more fun than Disney, and Disneyland's a lot of fun. So hit me up with the text if you're saying, okay, what dates or what times, and I'm interested, and then I'll send you some information. I'm also going to post some dates and everything tomorrow. So really take a look at the Angel Coaches Facebook page, and that's all. And as I said, you guys, let's support each other, okay? It's a time to really band together, not because coming from love and strength. True love comes from real strength, okay? And true power comes from love. Isn't that cool? All right, you guys, I love everybody that's listening now or later, and I want you guys to have a great night because it's about 10:30 Coast time, and I will do another podcast probably tomorrow. And if you look on the facebook.com/angelcoaches, you will see a video there because I'm going to do it in the morning. All right, take care now. Bye.